Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Now back to the Fan Late Night with Sean Trotar on Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
The Denver Nuggets drop a home game to the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, Anthony Davis and company win 105-96. Want to bring on our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore, brought to you by Budweiser. And Matt, this was one of those games that it's a statement game. It didn't go the Nuggets' way. They did not shoot well. Some of the things that we've seen when these kind of games for the Nuggets before is that when things aren't going right, instead of being more physically aggressive and going to the hoop, they settle for jump shots. Is that what happened again tonight?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the team really mentioned consistently over and over, and Malone did too post-game, that they just miss shots. They just miss shots consistently. So, you know, part of that is the shot that you take and make, and part of that is the shot that you choose to accept. And so I think the rhythm of the offense still wasn't there, and the rhythm of the offense still isn't there because Nikola Jokic still isn't there, and that continues to be the story of the offense this season for Denver.
What is going on with Jokic? After a certain amount of time, right, playing for his country has to stop being the reason. 4-for-12 tonight. Now, granted, he's facing off against one of the very best defensive players in the league, but what's concerning me is not necessarily that he's inconsistent. It's the times he seems disinterested.
Yeah, and it's a concern for everybody, and nobody knows the answer. Nobody knows if he can even figure out an answer. If there is an answer, Jokic isn't saying, and the team isn't saying. So whatever is going on, they continue to be an issue. There is an assumption that by the time that April rolls around, in 5 months when the playoffs begin, he'll be in a different space, he'll be re-engaged. But I think it's got to be frustrating for a team to be capable of playing as well as they are and not be able to get the standard level of full production and effort from their franchise superstar max player. I think that's a considerable problem. Because a lot of it is just when he engages himself, he did it tonight in the fourth quarter. He re-engaged and got aggressive. But by then, like, he wasn't in rhythm, and he missed a floater, and he missed some shots around the rim. And Davis played well, but Davis was also battling the flu and was bumped off his spot routinely. Jokic could have had a big game despite the length that they faced, and he just chooses to disengage. He will say, I'm just taking what the defense gives me. But at some point, you have to be the one that decides what the defense is giving you. You dictate that if you're a player of Jokic's caliber. That's how it is for every other superstar in the league, and that's what Denver needs from Jokic.
And what I find strange is that while that all sounds good, what he's talking about, we've seen him dictate the play. We've seen him do it, and that's when he's at his best. So I think we know that he knows how to do that and knows when to do that. Is there some idea that, you know, I was just really spitballing on the break. Is this his version of load management?
I think there is I have heard consistently that there is a concern he is mentally fatigued after the deep playoff run into FIBA in a training camp, and that's likely. He's not a guy that has enjoyed being in the spotlight. He is not a guy that has enjoyed the nature of an NBA regular season. He's also historically been not great in November, but now we're into December, and that's kind of the issue. It's like, you know, you can't take off of this long. And part of it, too, is, like, look, you know, you're not 30. You're not 32. You're 25, and you're still in your absolute prime. There's zero reason why this should be this much of a task. And if it is, you know, tell the staff, like, I need a game. Like, take that hit and just take a game and maybe come back refreshed. But they need to do something. It's not urgent because they're still 13-5. They're good enough to keep winning games, but they're missing out on an opportunity to build something for later, I think, by what he's giving them now.
We're talking with our Nuggets insider, Matt Moore, and Matt, I agree with what you're saying exactly, but you see this, and I'm not trying to throw the baby out with the bathwater here. The Nuggets were out-rebounded by 21. They hit only 6 threes out of 29, hitting 21% there, and they still only lost by 9 points. So it does speak to the overall talent level of this team and what they're capable of. Are these the kind of losses that, you know, maybe they can did they hurt enough for the Nuggets to make a change?
I mean, I don't think there's a change that needs to be made. You know, I don't think they need to shake up the starting unit. I don't think they need to shift who's in the bench lineups. I don't think that they just need their star player to play better. And then you knock down some open threes. And I think those two things are connected because I think Jokic produces an energy with the ball that gives guys great looks they step into and knock down. But they also have gotten looks and they've just missed them. And so that guys just got to step up and make shots. And all you can do there as an NBA player is keep shooting. You can't try harder. You can't shoot harder. It's not something you can do. You can just, you know, keep shooting them until that rhythm comes because the effort's been there. The effort actually, I think, has been really great, especially defensively. Will Barton's had a great year. Wasn't great tonight offensively, but continued to compete. Paul Millsap was the best player on the floor for the Nuggets tonight and probably the second best player on the court, period. And he was great tonight. And it has been that way this whole season. Gary Harris has started to come around. I thought Jamal Murray had stretches where he was good and he was good defensively. Like, they have a lot of things going for them, and maybe it is fine. Maybe they can just coast this way, rack up enough wins, and then turn a switch late, and maybe they'll peak at the right time, which might be better than getting a huge push early and then trying to hold on to it, which is kind of what they did last year and can be dangerous. It just seems like a wasted opportunity to never really see what this team can look like at its full capacity.
And without piling on Jokic too much, let's go back to basically a year ago. I think you remember it. They had a back-to-back against the Spurs. The second night against the Spurs, they weren't back-to-back nights, but they were back-to-back games. So the second night against the Spurs there, or probably I think it was the first night right after Christmas, I remember Jokic basically took five shots in more than 30 minutes on the floor, had 4 points. The rest of everything was okay. But after that, teammates got on him maybe a little bit and said, essentially, you know, you're our big guy. We need you to do more. Does it seem like that's going to have to happen again?
Maybe, but there's already been that. Like, there was some of that in the first couple of weeks of the season. Like, Jamal Murray had comments about how much they needed to be aggressive. I think everybody's kind of tired of answering questions about it, too. Like, they don't want to be responsible for Jokic's play. And they, at the same time, they also want to protect him from scrutiny. So I think, as teammates always do. So I think it really is a situation where if the Nuggets knew how to get him going, they should have done it already. And I think the only person that's going to change this is going to be Nikola. And, you know, it's his choice of when he does that. And honestly, like, I do keep thinking to myself, as frustrating as it may be for Nuggets fans to watch him, if he turns it on in February, March, and April, and they crank out, and then he's great in the playoffs again, which would you, like, if you're willing to sacrifice both and not ask for it all the time, which is hard for NBA players in any context because of the length of the season, you'd probably take it. So maybe it doesn't matter. It's just right now it seems like this is the issue that's presenting them with where he's at.
And that's a very good point. I mean, you know, Clippers fans later in the year, if Kawhi Leonard is playing in every game and playing well, they're not going to care about all these ones he sat out earlier. So, I mean, that's the way it works. Now, coming off of this loss, which is, look, the loss in itself, it's the Lakers. It's not unreasonable. The loss against Sacramento prior to that, much more disappointing. Now, coming off of those two losses, which could not have been night and day more different, now they go on the road for an East Coast swing for four straight. What do you expect?
I think they'll probably win more than they lose. I think they'll right the ship. They're too good to let things slide too far. It would be a real sign of dysfunction if that happens, but I don't expect that. I think they probably balance the ship. Probably won't be perfect because they've never been a great road team. They just haven't been under Malone. That's always been kind of an issue area. But they'll probably ride the ship. It might be good for them to stick together and hang and maybe have that time away. But sometimes that bunker mentality helps. I will say it's kind of a concern. Jeremy Grant's been battling an illness, the same one that the Lakers have. The NBA locker room flu is going around. So if they're on an East Coast road trip and that illness spread, that could be a problem. But overall, I expect the road trip to be kind of a stabilizing presence, even if there's some losses to the good teams in there.
He is Matt Moore. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at Hardwood Paroxysm and everything that he's doing out there, as well as being on here for every game. Appreciate it, Matt. It's obviously an interesting time to follow the Nuggets. They're playing terrific, but as we've talked about before, in the end, it all looks great, but at the same time, it kind of doesn't. This has been a fascinating season, but at least you're talking about it when they're 13-5, not 5-13.
Yeah, could always be darker. Just look at the Jazz. Thanks, Sean.
Exactly. Thanks so much. He is Matt Moore. Again, follow him at Hardwood Paroxysm on Twitter. Brought to you by Budweiser, official beer of the Denver Nuggets. Tough loss for the Nuggets. They now go on the road, as I mentioned, four straight, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and next Tuesday against New York, Boston, Brooklyn, and Philly. And maybe he has a good point there. Maybe that's the situation where the guys get out on the road for a reasonably long amount of time. This will be the longest road trip they've had of the season thus far. Maybe it's you get that bunker mentality. Maybe that's what they need. A good point Matt brought up. Stick with the NBA, because two of the more notable stars in the league, not the ones that beat the Nuggets tonight, well, they didn't have as much luck as the two that beat the Nuggets. You'll be surprised at what happened to James Harden and Russell Westbrook tonight. It's our stat of the night, and it's next.
You work hard for your business, so should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.